Yeah, they decided that there had been no departure. That what the court was dealing with here is what the court in, not in New York, which took up the issues, or presumed to take up the issues, but didn't. Mm-hmm. The way it was written was confusing in the Court of Appeals of New York case. But in Arizona, I think in Ohio, they were reading the Cadman Memorial case for something it didn't say. And the only reason I got onto that was that in referring to the Seminole case that tells you your limit of the review, it said in the Cadman case in New York Court of Appeals, CF, confer, you know, the old Latin for look at. It didn't, everybody thought in Arizona and Ohio that meant they were relying upon that, and it was the law. They were saying, look at that, review, and sort of be edified by what you read in there, but it was not the authority. And when I went back into reading the New York case, the Cadman case, the long opinion that was written by the trial judge in the New York Supreme Court trial division, and the equally long opinion that was written by the appellate judge in the appellate division of the New York Supreme Court, it was clear that they had decided some little peripheral issues about pensions and trusts and things of that kind, but they had never really taken up the issue of departure. And so I said, no, you follow the wrong thing. And I wrote to reverse the Michigan Court of Appeals, and I guess my colleagues on the court found it was satisfactory, and they all voted for it.
There's another aspect of your work that ties in here. You, it seemed to me, had a prodigious product. You wrote an unusual number of cases. I count them up, and by referring to this Westlaw printout, and I say that just because of the notation that I'm using. On the left-hand column, it recites the year of the publication of the report that contains the case. I counted up and I found that under 1963, you wrote 39 opinions. You're credited with that by Westlaw, anyway.
Is that right?
And the output of the court in at least comparatively recent years has been right around 110, 120 cases, opinion cases.
Yeah.
Now, it's true that, to my observation, many of the cases that you handle are 3 or 4 pages or 5 pages in the reports. But I think of that as a testimony more to your method than to the fact that it was a 2-bit case. What have you got to say about this? Is that
well, I think if you compare me or any other justice of my time with the justices of this time, you will find that we were all much more productive in the writing of opinions. And the simple reason is, first of all, we had to, because there was no intermediate appellate court for at least about half the time I was on the court. We were doing around 300 opinions a year in the Supreme Court, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was probably in terms of absolute numbers, I probably was the least productive.
Holy.
Yeah. I had a review of this done by my clerk in 66 as I was approaching the election, when I thought I'd be accountable for my work on the court. And he found that of the 800 and some odd cases that we had decided, I had written 108 opinions total. Time I was on the court, for the time I was on the court. He also found that several things. One is that in about, in about 83%, as I remember, of the cases that were decided by the court during my time on the court, the decisions were unanimous.
Was that right?
Oh, yeah. And about, I think, as I remember, there were about 11% that were splits of every kind. And only in about 6% of them were there the kinds of splits that the press often call partisan splits, over apportionment, over personal injury law, over the motion practice, summary judgment practice, and things of that kind, where philosophy, judicial philosophy, may have followed to some extent political philosophy. But that was a very minimal number of cases in which there were what the papers call partisan dissents, where all Democrats wound up on one side and Republicans on the other.
Do you think you still have in your possession that analysis that was done by the clerk for you at that time? This would be an interesting historical document, I think.